Craig and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the best podcast you weren't listening to. I'm Brian Drake. He's Ziggy. No Scott today. Scheduling conflicts. I think that's what we agreed on.
Yeah. We might have to talk about that later.
It has nothing to do with the awful game yesterday. Or so we're saying. But it might have something to do with the awful game yesterday. But
I heard there was a celebration after.
Okay. So that
might have kept him out late.
Yeah, I see. Of course, I should point out we record this on Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. You're not going to hear it on Radio Slot till Saturday. You'll hear it on Spotify whenever you want. So if you wonder why we're talking about things that are already a week old by the time you hear it, that's the reason. So we talk about anything and everything on this podcast. If you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Yeah. Or we're besties.
Oh, okay. Scott usually says, oh, you're not listening.
But yeah. I don't want to step on too many toes.
Okay. Why don't you read one ad and I'll read another ad.
Yeah. Hey, rising electricity prices are becoming increasingly ridiculous. So regain control over your energy costs by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfield at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote without any obligation. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Dial 925-791-1776 now and start saving money. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott referred you.
It's a new year. Is it time for a new website? Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. Web page design, and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB at jbwebdesign.com. That's J-A-Y-B-E-E. And refresh your website today. Don't forget to tell them you heard about it on Drake and Scott with Ziggy. No Scott today, just Brian and Ziggy.
We're tea-less today.
That's right. We have no extra tea.
No extra tea.
Yeah. The only tea we have is in my mug here to my left. So we got a couple things today. This I wanted to wait on this one. I wanted to talk about it last week, but I left it out because I wanted to see how things developed. But some folks on 4chan, the armpit of the internet, but I go there anyway. Somebody there made an AI app to put clothes back on all of the internet thoughts who are posting pictures of them with very little on, and they're mad. The girls are mad.
Yes,
we may have a revolt in the Church of Rome. Catholic leaders telling the Pope to stick it on blessing same-sex unions. Joe Rogan thinks blue-collar work needs some love, and whatever else we get to. We might for our...
See where it goes.
Yeah, for our second-to-last segment, we might do a dad joke competition where you laugh, you lose, and we'll see who laughs the most. And anyway, so...
Giggle it out and get it out of the way.
Something like that, yeah. So I hear there was a football game yesterday. Did you watch it?
I did.
I watched part of it.
Yeah,
it
did.
Like both teams, I slept through the first half. And then woke up and realized I hadn't missed anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lacking anything super.
Indeed. And, of course, the ending is not what we wanted. I mean, we're in California, so the 49ers are, of course, the home team. And I'm not a football fan, but if the home team is playing, you got to root for the home team, I think.
Yeah.
Were you a Niners fan or a Kansas City, or who were you?
Faraday. Whoever wins.
Oh, okay.
Go team.
Go sports ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
go sports ball.
Okay. One thing I'm glad for is that maybe now we won't have She Who Shall Not Be Named shoved in our face so much, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. We should remind everybody we have a bet for at least 10 shows. We can't say her name.
Yep.
I looked up a nickname for this young lady because saying she who shall not be named, it's kind of a tongue twister, and I don't want to use it all the time.
Yeah.
So I looked up to see if she has any nicknames, and I found an article from Parade Magazine. She has 15 of them. Some, you know, go and...
Some better than others.
Yeah. And they fall into use and fall out of use. And my favorite is Dead Tooth, because there was apparently a concert where she got a little overzealous and bashed her teeth on the microphone. And so she's got caps now. And after seeing her yesterday at the Super Bowl, I think, you know, without those caps, she's just another trailer trash that, you know, take away the billions and, you know, she's just a Becky. Yeah. Because there was a shot of her and she had two friends with her. One was Blake Lively and then another one that whose name I didn't catch. Hmm. But they would cut to a shot of them in their booth. And at one point, Dead Tooth got a drink in her hand and she chugs the whole thing. And everyone on Twitter is like, is this the role model you want for your daughters?
Yeah.
Yeah. So any other observations on the game or commercials or anything like that?
No. Yeah,
the only commercial I liked was the one with Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
Where I guess she was selling a soda or something like that. But anyway, at the end, she's riding a dragon for some reason. And then someone comes up on another dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the other guy from Parks and Rec.
I am having a blast.
Yes, I thought that was funny.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, yeah, man, those commercials are just going downhill. Yeah.
I paid so little attention. Yeah, I paid so little attention. I really have no comment on it. I just saw, you know, when I heard Aubrey Plaza's voice, I perked up because, if I wasn't married, I'd be going after her. Anyway. So we have a bunch of garden tools that are big mad over this AI garden program. Tools. Well, garden tools, 403s, yeah. Hose, yeah. Basically.
The
thirst traps, they post pictures of them with very little on because they want affirmation and likes, and that's what social media has become.
I hope.
So someone came up with an AI program that actually puts clothes back on these women. And they're having a bit of a meltdown. So from the knowyourmeme.com site, the ascent of AI has naturally lent itself to the rise of AI adult content, which people have used to get, quote, their jollies off by employing the hot new technology to craft women in various states of undress. Now a recent trend has appeared where people are doing the opposite, and they're using AI to make real women more clothed, and it has sparked intense debate on social media. So the idea started on January 31st when a poll user, now poll is a board on 4chan, it's short for politically incorrect, that's where you get all of the news talk, and sometimes it's a place for breaking news or things that are happening that other people aren't talking about. The reason I know this is because I go there to find things to talk about for the show here.
Yeah.
So the idea started on January 31st when a poll user proposed the idea of using AI to edit women's pictures on Twitter. They wrote, "With the power of AI, we will clothe the Insta thoughts. We will purify them of their tattoos. We will liberate them from their piercings. We will lengthen their skirts. It will be nearly impossible to build counter narratives to this. We will piggyback off the outrage around AI and commit unrelenting psychological warfare to our own ends." And then this best part, "We will show them the lives they will never have. We will force them to gaze upon the image of true beauty reclaimed from their own corrupt visage. We will bring back decency to the world, one seething roasty at a time."
Yeah, so. This is a funny picture, though.
What's
better than a tatted blonde and then the AI, a woman who has dignity?
Oh, yes.
And she looks better.
Yes, she does. There's one.
She looks better.
They removed her tattoos entirely. There's another. It's not a bad picture. It's a young lady in a bikini in a hot tub kind of standing up. And they modified the picture to show her in a dress at a grill. And this lady tweeted this picture and says, "They grill pilled me with AI."
Oh my gosh.
So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, the explosion of internet hoes, if you will, you know, they're either doing it for, you know, likes and affirmation, they're chasing simps, they're doing it for
themselves, Brian.
Oh, okay, so maybe they want money if they're on OnlyFans or something. Is this a good thing?
I think so.
I think
a lot of them actually look better.
I mean, it's definitely getting under their skin, which I think is funny.
You mean getting on their skin.
Or on their skin, okay. But it's making them mad. It's pointing out that maybe you shouldn't be doing this, and are you really contributing anything decent to society, or are you just pandering to the lowest common denominator?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I think it's hilarious.
It is.
But like I said, I wanted to wait a week before bringing this one up because it was brand new last week, and I wanted to give it some time to see what would come out of it. And so far, it's still going.
That's a nice trend. I hope it sticks.
I think as long as it gets the conversation going, that is probably the best you can get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the hardcore thoughties are going to really be upset because this is where they, you know, it's likes and affirmation. It's like you're so insecure that you post these pictures to get people to tell you how nice you look or to get the kind of male attention that they might not be getting elsewhere, you know, because guys aren't, they've checked out of dating now.
Yeah.
Go all over TikTok, it's women saying that they can't get dates anymore.
We need to bring back Stuart Smalley.
How?
I'm good enough.
Oh, that guy.
I'm smart enough.
Yeah. And gosh darn it, people like me. Do they, though? I don't know.
Yeah, it's... Crazy reach for attention.
Back when Saturday Night Live was actually funny.
Yeah.
Any crazy on the way for you today? Because we forgot to lead with that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this kid's listening to the show, but I got a nice reservation at a decent hour for a stay over at the residence.
This is your son?
My son.
So instead of showing up at 2 a.m. and you kicking him out and him sleeping in the laundry room.
Yeah.
You have allowed him into the house now because he's contacted you ahead of time.
That's the deal.
Okay.
That's the deal.
Did you enjoy the Father of the Year award for kicking your kid out at 2 a.m?
It wasn't so much kicking out. I, you know, just refused entry. Okay. Right? Shop's closed, bro.
Now, why is it that he doesn't have his own place?
Well, he's doing a Job Corps right now.
Oh,
so he's in school during the week and then gets yard time on the weekends.
So they don't have a place for him to stay when he's not in class? Or
they do. They do.
Then
but
why?
He's 18 going on 19, you know.
Oh, okay.
Right.
That honestly explains everything.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we are up on a break. So when we come back, let's talk about the rebellion in the Catholic Church, which I think is incredibly amusing. And then the segment after that, why don't we do our dad joke off? How does that mm-hmm. sound? So we'll take 10 minutes to talk about Catholic rebellion. There's all kinds of jokes I can make on that because I've been doing it my whole life. And then we'll see if we can crack each other up with inappropriate humor.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. We are Scottless today.
No tea.
We have lost all of our teas.
Teedly tea.
Of course, it'll be funny if we realize we don't need them. It could just be Drake and Ziggy.
Oh.
We can't do that. No. I have our graphic designer redoing the logo to add the third T he keeps complaining about. So
yeah,
we should have that hopefully in a couple of days.
We miss you, bro.
Do we, though?
Leave Dead Tooth alone.
I'll fill in the whole Where's Dad thing. In fact, I should have done Where's Dad when we were talking about the internet thoughts here a little bit ago. But
nice.
Why don't you read a commercial and then I'll do my commercial.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you witnessing a surge in electricity prices?
I don't pay the bill.
Well, take charge of your energy expenses by transitioning to solar power. Tell the people that do pay the bill to contact Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776. for a free consultation and a quote with no strings attached. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Start putting money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. Remember to mention Drake and Scott sent you. I like money.
Thank you for sharing. Embark on a digital transformation with JB Web Design. If you need a website upgrade, look no further. Our expert team specializes in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. I can attest to that. JB Web Design did my website, briandrakebooks.com. It's a very simple website, very basic. But that is exactly what I asked for. From captivating web page design and seamless WordPress theme customization to optimized SEO strategies, we ensure your online presence leaves a lasting impression. Contact us at jb@jbwebdesign.com. That's J-A-Y-B-E-E for a free consultation and quote. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott sent you. So, Ziggy, there's trouble in the Catholic Church.
Do tell.
And I could be referring to a great many issues that the Church of Rome has had of late. I love saying Church of Rome. I got that from Tombstone.
Yeah.
You know, Scott's favorite movie. A significant rift within the Catholic Church has emerged as 90 prominent Catholic figures publicly expressed their dissent against a Vatican-approved document by Pope Francis that endorses the blessing of same-sex unions, making a historic shift in church doctrine. This according to MSN. The document in question, and then there's two words in Latin I'm not going to try to pronounce, fiducia supplicans, I guess, released on December 18 and endorsed by Pope Francis, has ignited a firestorm by permitting blessings for couples outside the traditional marriage framework, including same-sex partnerships. Now, I have heard from Catholic friends that it's actually not that bad. These individuals have to have repented from whatever it is they're doing to get this blessing, and it's just there's this whole bundle of snakes, if you will. It's just like, yes, we are, but no, we're not. They got to do this, they got to do that, and then maybe we will, and blah, 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 blah. But if you've got 90 people revolting from your decision, it seems to me that somebody is misreading this.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Seems like a slippery slope to
me. So is this going to signify a split in the church and a civil war, or is this just another day of Vatican business?
It's another day in the Church of Rome.
It's probably not going to go very far.
Yeah, they like to adjust too much.
Yeah, no, but good for them, though. Someone has to speak out against it. This commie pope needs to get smacked upside the head and go big bam boom all over the floor. That's a Hall & Oates reference, by the way. And do you get it? Because I didn't think anybody was going to get it.
A little bit.
Okay. Back in the 80s, when I was a young lad, they released a record called Big Bam Boom. And that's, And based on their own legal trouble right now, I think John would like to Big Bam Boom upside Daryl's head. But that's another story.
Yeah.
So what...
I think I was listening to real music there.
Real music, huh? Okay.
Just tease it. You know, old Def Leppard.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was listening to them too. And in fact, there's a funny story there. I was playing them very loud one night at Dad's house. This is after my parents split. He's in the kitchen trying to make dinner. I'm playing the, it was probably Pyromania. The record, not or the tape. Not the song. But anyway, I had it pretty loud, and he comes out huffing and puffing from the kitchen saying, turn that down, that's not real music. And I was, I'm 10, And I was like, I argued a little bit, but then eventually turned it down. 30 years later, I'm revisiting Def Leppard and decided that Dad had a point.
Because this was onto something.
This was actually, they're actually not that good.
No.
And Fooling Yourself and Pyromania are still good songs, but everything else... Forget about it. Joe Rogan is, one of the biggest podcasters in the country, and he had said some things on a show recently that have made the news. And I want to go back to your son for a minute on this. What job is he training for?
Carpentry at the moment.
Okay, so that's a blue collar job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joe Rogan is blasting the culture that demonizes blue-collar work while putting white-collar work on a pedestal. Amid headlines of layoffs in banking and tech, many Americans may be wondering if their job is in danger this year. Well, generations of American parents have pushed their kids to go to college and work their way up through the ranks of white-collar jobs. Joe Rogan seems to think they are, or says they are, off the mark. He says, quote, "It's very bizarre that we've somehow or another demonized blue-collar work and put white-collar work on a pedestal, whereas, like, the freedom comes from owning your own business. That's real freedom." I don't understand the connection there. But you want to be the richest person on the planet right now in Austin, be in construction, be an electrician, be a plumber. Yep. And he suggested $20,000 average income of a good electrician in Austin. What do you think? I think if I had been a little bit smarter, I would have gone that way. But nobody talked about it when I was younger. It was always, you know, go to college, get a degree, etc. Instead, I quit college and didn't get a degree. And you know, but then you have Mike Rowe out talking about blue collar work quite often. That's pretty much all he really talks about.
Yeah.
And now Joe Rogan. Is he right?
I'm going to say yeah.
All right.
You know, I mean, how many people that went through trade school have debt?
Very few, according to what I read. Right. You know, very little debt. They have pretty much a guaranteed job that's recession-proof because, if you're a plumber, I can't see how you'd ever be out of work. Electrician, with all the homes that are being built, you're going to stay busy. Carpentry, you can make a lot of money building custom cabinets. Yeah. I know that from a friend of mine that used to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Your computer's going to only get you so far, and then you got to put in the elbow grease. Like,
yeah. And then
people are forgetting that.
What about jobs that are now, I mean, people who go get the degree, you know, students who go get their degree and then find out that jobs are not putting a priority on that anymore, which is also happening, where it's like they want more skills.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this piece of paper doesn't tell me you can actually do the job. So now, I mean, is it a good thing that there might be a shift away from strictly degree, et cetera, and back to real jobs that actually contribute something to society and keep the infrastructure going?
College is going to push back against that big time.
And that's the biggest con with college right now is getting the big loans and then being a slave to that debt for a significant amount of time, especially if you can't get a job in women's studies or whatever garbage degree you might have, and you end up at Starbucks making minimum wage.
Yeah,
which is another thing we should talk about because it's going up in California here.
After high school, I decided I was going to take a year off.
Okay.
Before I went back to school.
Right.
What'd you do? It's been a long year.
Oh, it's been. I thought you were going to go into another story. You didn't go at all. No. Would you consider your job a bit more blue collar or?
Oh yeah,
or
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I work at a soda factory, so.
So you know what's in the poison, huh?
I do.
So it's the diet stuff gives you.
Yeah, it's
how was it? The diet stuff gives you cancer. The regular stuff gives you diabetes, right?
Yeah, isn't that, take your poison.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if I had been smarter, you know, because there was a moment where I wasn't sure broadcasting was going to do it for me. It certainly the pay wasn't there, and it's like, well, what else do I do? And it's like, well, go back to college, get your degree, and you know, go on from there. And I'm like, degree in what? You know, what am I? Well, just get a business degree. It's like, what is that going to do for me? You know. So ultimately, I just stayed where I was, and it's
nice.
You know,
and here we are. I did jump into a plumbing apprenticeship for a hot second.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty crappy.
I have a feeling when we do the dad jokes next segment, we're going to get a lot out of you, aren't we?
I hope so.
Okay.
I was for a minute interested in seeking out being an electrician, but then I'm partially colorblind, so I was like, that's probably not a good idea.
So you would cross the red wire and put the blue wire.
Yeah, I think these are both red.
Well, we are up on another break. This was our short segment. So next, you brought dad jokes, a bunch of cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's split them up.
Fun.
And We should probably get a piece of paper and a pen, and or maybe two pieces of paper and two pens, and you know, whoever laughs the most loses. All right?
You're on.
All right. Drake and Scott with Ziggy without Scott today. Back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy minus Scott today.
Scottless.
Radioslot.com. Ooh. Thanks for staying with us. Ziggy, why don't you read the solar ad and I'll do the other one.
Escalating electricity costs got you down? Seize control of your energy bills by making the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfeld at 925-791-1776 for a complimentary consultation and a quote. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Act now, 925-791-1776, and saving money. Let them know Drake and Scott sent you.
Step into the new year with JB Web Design, your gateway to a digital makeover. Ready for a website that makes a lasting impact? JB Web Design specializes in creating visually striking and highly functional websites customized to your unique needs. Whether it's captivating web page design, seamless WordPress theme customization, or optimizing SEO for maximum visibility, our expert team has you covered. Reach out for a complimentary consultation and quote via email. JB@jbwebdesign.com. That's JAYBEE. Mention Drake and Scott. Let JB Web Design be the catalyst for rejuvenating your online presence.
Yeah.
All right. So we've done this once already with me and Scott. And the idea came from Yeah Mad on YouTube, which was a great channel. All they do is dad joke competitions. And it's you laugh, you lose. So the trick is to laugh as little as possible.
It's going to be hard.
Okay. We'll see.
I am a giggler.
Oh, you are. All right. You want to do paper, scissors, rock to see who goes first?
Sure.
Okay. So Rose. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So you go first.
Not 2 out of 3. I think our timing was way off.
Okay.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Okay. Oh, okay. So paper covers rock, so I start. All right. What was the fisherman's reaction when he saw something amazing?
What?
Shark and oar. Okay, you're fine. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Yeah. Okay.
It's got to be, it has to be a chuckle or a real laugh or something. You're just a big smile and trying not to laugh doesn't count. All right.
Why didn't the beans and meat warm up the camper?
I don't know.
It was chilly.
Okay. It's a good effort. What do you call a clothing show at a demolition derby?
Uh-oh.
A crashing fashion show.
What do you call your buddy that always picks up the check?
I don't know.
PayPal.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Why didn't the sky get the job?
Why?
It blew the interview. That one's not very good.
Yeah.
Apparently you think otherwise because your face is turning red right now.
I can laugh at that, right? That wasn't a joke.
No, all right.
What do a dog and a tree have in common?
I don't know.
Bark.
Okay. How do you know when your wife is dead?
I'll take that one.
All right, that's minus one for both of us here. How do you know when your wife is dead?
How?
All right, that's two for me. The sex is the same, but the dish. Got it. I knew I wasn't going to get through it. The sex is the same, but the dishes pile up. That's two for you. Am I getting a dirty look right now?
Looks like I'm walking home.
That's going to be two boxes of See's candy, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so there was a. I heard there was a robbery on the second floor. Somebody stole a toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, security says they got nothing to go on.
All right. Let's see. I've got three options here. Which state loves a good bath?
Huh.
Washington.
I just drew a blank on. Had a good one. What's a clock's favorite time?
I don't know.
6:30, hands down.
No, I shouldn't have laughed at that. That's just, okay. Who won the artist competition?
Whom?
No one. It was a draw. No, that counts. Yeah. That's okay.
I covered up better. What's a spider's favorite hobby?
I don't know.
Searching the World Wide Web.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Moo! Okay. I gotcha. We're tied at 4.
Why did the computer take the cheese?
I don't know.
It had to feed its mouse.
Okay. That's... I got more state jokes here. I guess this game is heavy on state jokes. What do you call a pumpkin pie with an eye patch?
What?
A pirate. Good save.
Yes, good save. What tree always comes in handy?
I don't know.
A palm tree.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying way. Not to say the first thing that comes to mind. I'm happy to report I received a bill in the mail today. You know, I could probably say what I was thinking because I promised Scott I wouldn't. I never made any promises to you. I'm happy to report
you're
I received
a safe space.
Huh?
I said you're in a safe space.
No, okay. I'm happy to report I received a bill in the mail today, and it wasn't an ordinary bill. The credit card company let me know it was an outstanding bill. I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What am I? I've got a... There we go.
There we go.
I got a sound for that. It was an outstanding bill. There we go. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah, too many to choose from, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
Why didn't the plane stay at the party?
I don't know.
It decided to take off.
All right. Speaking of planes, did you hear about the new rubber plane that someone has invented?
No.
It goes boing, boing, boing. All right. I got you. There we go. Find a dirty one. We need more dirty jokes.
We should have read this earlier. What's the smelliest door you could possibly open?
I don't know.
The O door.
Okay. Darn it.
I think I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Okay. We're still tied. Tied at 5. What do you call cold Mexican food?
What?
Burrito.
Oh, wait, whoa. Man, I got to shuffle better. I'm already going through it.
Okay, my next one's going to kill. This is...
All right. What is a genius's favorite candy?
I don't know.
Smarties.
My favorite, too, by the way. I like those a lot.
Yeah.
I have a book I swear by. I literally just stand next to it and curse. Okay, we both had to work hard on that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. That's like, I have a book about gravity. I just can't pick it up.
Good. That's a good one. What do you call a parting gift you bought? Oh, wait. No, no, no. That's not the one I want.
Ruh-roh.
Why did the vegetable fall asleep?
Why?
He was beat. Nothing? Oh, that was a good one. I like that one.
What is the blackbird's favorite nursery rhyme?
I don't know.
Crow, crow, crow your boat.
Oh, very clever. What is an ophthalmologist's favorite dessert? Ice cream. Okay. Okay. That counts. All right.
Man, I picked the wrong pile today.
You want to switch? Yeah, let's switch.
Sure.
All right. There you go. Let's
see what you got.
All right, changing piles. I just got to make sure not to repeat yours. Right.
What did the priest scream when he saw his friend's gigantic boat?
I thought you were going to go different to a different spot there. I don't know.
Holy ship.
All right. We're tied again.
Got him.
Yeah. What kind of flowers do you give a race car driver? Carnations.
What is the least trustworthy metal?
I don't know.
Steel.
All right. Why was the girl's hair so loud?
Why?
She had bangs. Nothing?
You're really trying hard here. Why did nobody want to be friends with the Cabernet?
I don't know.
All it did was wine.
Okay. What's a soda's favorite dance?
I read that one.
Oh, you did?
I'm a soda guy, Brian. Come on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's... What kind of bug is never late to meetings? A cockroach. Oh, come on. There you go. All right. You're in the lead, which is not where you want to be. The more points you get, the loot you lose.
Where do cat burglars eat?
I don't know.
Red Robin.
Okay, that's good. I like that. Almost.
Almost.
Why did the blood not get along with the rest of the body? It was too vain.
Why didn't this guy get the job?
I read that one.
Darn. Why wasn't I paying attention?
Yeah. Because it blew the interview. That was the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one for you. That'll finish you off real good here.
Uh-oh. Okay, I already went through you. Ah. Why do people feel happy in an elevator?
I don't know.
Because it's so uplifting.
Okay. How did the tortilla chip leave?
How?
It just walked right out the Dorito. Okay, I told you I was going to get you with that one. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is Bill Gates hard to deal with?
I don't know.
No, he's Microsoft.
Huh? Okay, I don't understand that one. I'm sure it's just me, though. Thinking too much.
Baby.
Where did the butcher go on his first stop of a world tour?
Where?
New Delhi. Oh, all right.
Got me there. Which state asks the most questions?
I don't know.
Wyoming.
What did the train's dining car say? Choo choo. Nothing? All right.
What is the nuttiest vegetable?
I don't know.
Acorn.
That joke was corny. Why can't the cloud remember anything?
Why?
Its memory is a little foggy. All right. Oh, yeah.
Just giving it away. I think you read that.
Oh,
one.
I got this. Okay. One music guy to another. This next one's gonna
nice
wipe you out, and then we got to wrap up.
I went to the doctor, and he told me I had to lose weight.
Okay.
He said I am half Danish. The pastry, not the nationality.
Okay. All right. What is the Gorton's Fisherman's favorite yacht rock band?
Uh oh.
Fish Sticks.
Okay.
Yeah. Get it, Sticks?
Yeah. Yes.
I used to love that band growing up. And then they fired Dennis DeYoung, and now the hell with them. All right. So that's our dad joke competition. Yeah. So we have me with 7 points and Ziggy with 11 points. So I laughed the least.
Oh.
Which means I win.
Darn. Okay. This is golf score.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, so now you can laugh and get all the laughing out that you held in. And we'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. No Scott today, just Drake and Ziggy. And should we make it a thing? Do this more often when Scott's not here? Don't answer so quickly.
Yeah, well, I'll give it some time and see if I'm invited back next time.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and read the ad.
Hey, rising electricity prices are becoming ridiculous. Regain control over your energy costs and make the switch to solar power. Call Alex Garnfield, 925-791-1776. Free consultation and a complimentary quote with no obligation. You can still take advantage of their introductory deal, $1 a month for your first 6 months. Dial 925-791-1776 now and start saving money. Don't forget to mention Drake and Scott referred you.
It's a new year. It's time for a new website because the one you have sucks. Call JB Web Design for a free consultation and quote. Are you ready to make a lasting impression in the digital world? Look no further. At JB Web Design, we specialize in crafting visually stunning and highly functional websites tailored to your unique needs. Can I say that? Web page design and building, WordPress theme customization will optimize your SEO. Email JB, that's JAYBEE, at jbwebdesign.com. Maybe we should call it Websites Dead Toothed to Your Unique Needs.
There we go.
JB at jbwebdesign.com. Refresh your website today. Don't forget to tell them Drake and Scott sent you. Final segment, our post-game wrap-up. Any final thoughts on what we've talked about today, James? Or Ziggy?
I'm starting to wonder if maybe there's hope in the world with this clothing AI. There was some uplifting. Most of the commercials had some opportunity yesterday.
Super Bowl commercials, you mean?
Super Bowl commercials.
Like which one?
Just some of them weren't very funny. They're trying a little too hard. But the uplifting one, we had the Mark Wahlberg praying and mentioning Lent, and there was a couple Jesus commercials.
All right.
And this whole this AI putting clothes back on the garden tools.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree. In fact, that's what just looking for a theme of the show. We have that. We have the pushback from those 90 Catholic leaders. It seems we have a trend here of turning against degeneracy.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I'm down for it.
Yeah, it's someone, I forget who it was, but They pointed out that we shouldn't be too concerned with how things are in the world right now, because every 20 to 30 years, society goes through a rough period. The last time would have been the 60s,
yeah,
when we certainly had... I wasn't there, but I understand it was pretty rough. And now we're going through it again, and she was all just, don't get too upset, because all this kind of washes out at the end. And it's like, well, you can say that, but it's pretty disheartening when you're going through it.
Yeah.
But to see examples such as this, maybe it's not going to be so bad. And I wonder what we'll look like on the other end. I would love to see not too much of a shift to the right, if you will, because, you know, too far one way or the other is not good. But I would love to see certainly a shift away from blatant degeneracy.
Yeah. Yeah, I still love seeing those ankles. I mean, come on. Can't take it all away from us. Okay. Let's not go too far.
Okay, well, we'll make that a new slogan. Save the ankles, right?
Yep.
Instead of the other, save the...
Well, yeah, well, Scotty,
the cancer one.
Anyway, I hope the dead tooth Kelsey party was worth it. We missed you.
Yeah. Did we, though? Because there's no one here to say, where's dad? So I'll say it right now. Where's dad? Well, I'll tell you what. With this clothing AI thing and Catholic leaders fighting the Pope, I think dad's finally home. Maybe he'll stick around this time and not go out for cigarettes and ice cream and disappear for 30 years. Anyway. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Thanks for listening. Scott wasn't here today. So email us at Drake and Scott with 3 T's at gmail.com and maybe tell him to stay away more often. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Tough love, brother.
Okay, we'll see you next week.